standing and open up your scriptures to Revelation chapter 18. Revelation chapter 18, verses 1 to 8 is all found on page 1486 in the Bibles provided. 1486. We'll be reading the first 8 verses together. Hear the word of the Lord. And after these things, I saw another angel come down from heaven, having great power, and the earth was lightened with his glory. And he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the great is fallen, and has become the habitation of devils, and the hold of every foul spirit, and a cage of every unclean and hateful bird. For all nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication, and the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth are waxed rich through the abundance of her delicacies. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, Come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sins, and that ye receive not of her plagues. For her sins have reached unto heaven, and God hath remembered her iniquities. Reward her even as she rewarded you, and double unto her double according to her works. In the cup which she hath filled, fill to her double. How much she hath glorified herself and lived deliciously, so much torment and sorrow give her. For she saith in her heart, I sitteth queen and am no widow, and shall see no sorrow. Therefore shall her plagues come in one day, death and mourning and famine. And she shall be utterly burned with fire, for strong is the Lord God who judgeth her. Thus is the reading of God's word. You may be seated. Chapter 18 is a continuation of the vision that had begun in 17. When verse 2 says, Babylon the great is fallen, it is referring back to that great whore of Babylon. And the Babylon which she sits upon, her seat. And so this continues that same understanding. So you have to have a memory and think back to the weeks before. What was chapter 17? Chapter 17 was a detailed explanation of that fifth vial being poured out, where the city upon seven hills, Rome, and the seat, ecclesiastical and civil, is being destroyed. It's being unsettled. And she who sits upon it has to flee. In the same way that she had to make the church flee during the times of the seals, so is that anti-Christian woman, that whore who had covenanted with Jesus Christ but now has become apostate. That's why they call her a whore. As now must be unseated from her authority. And so we have the beginning of this here. And it's quite clear that this is happening to her. You have this nations all drinking of her wine. You have the loving her fornication. You have a great love for Babylon, that is for Rome, the city upon seven hills, which is being sat upon by this church, which has as its head the Antichrist. And you're going to have her unseating by this continual plagues. And it's meant to bring our minds back to the 10 plagues of Egypt, where the gods of Egypt were unseated, teaching us that this whore has become like a god. And you see that, right? She says she sits as a queen. But not only as a queen, that she also is one who believes she can never be unseated, that her rule will be eternal, that she has some type of divine right to be in her place. And to that pride, to that anti-Christian pride, she is to be returned double the wrath of the Lord. And this is not only by the wrath of the Lord, but also by those who are covenanted with the true Christian religion. They are called. Yes, that means Christian kings. Yes, that means Christian nations. Yes, that means those who are turning to Christ in whatever station they have, businessmen, whatever governors, whatever they've been given from Jesus Christ, they are now to take that dominion and they are to use it for the sake of the downfall of the seat of this whore, Rome. That natural and ecclesiastical. And so we especially need to make sure we understand what's going on here when it says in verse 4, "Come out of her, my people, that ye be not partaker of her sins, and that ye receive not of her plagues." This is a direct call from Jesus Christ to come out of this whore, her. But not only her as she is a church, but also her as she is a seat as well. Because remember, Babylon is that seat upon where Antichrist gets the authority. It's that Roman see, that Roman bishopric upon which it has all authority on all nations, to those who submit, king and churches alike. And so here is the call from Jesus Christ to come out of her, because there's going to be plagues given to her. And remember these plagues, it's not going to be like one third is saved, like in the days of the seals. No, almost all of you which remain connected to her will see hell. That's the end of this ecclesiastical connection. And so Jesus says, come out of her. But here is another thing as well. This will not only be poured out upon a church, but a state, right? Rome, the city upon seven hills. They're connected in some way, right? Because it's that city which gives it a Roman bishopric, which gives someone to be able to sit in that bishopric. But the city must fall as well. And so Christians, when they start to see these judgments being poured out in the fifth vial, they are to flee not only the Church of Rome, which was always to be the case, but especially also the city. You may have friends. You may have friends living in Rome. We don't have any RP churches that I'm aware of. But they will, in obedience to this, have to flee the city of Rome upon its impending destruction. One of the horns are currently there, the nation of Italy, and the little Vatican City that has a quarter of a mile there in Rome. But they will both be destroyed. And that seat will totally not able to be set then. So there will be no Rome for a bishop to sit. And then what will happen then for Antichrist? He must flee, like he did of old, to Avignon or some other place that will take him. And then you will know this fifth vial is being poured out in all of its extent. And this